Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the dynamic duo who make up the trench.
Get in the trench.
John and Lance.
Before we get to, Justin, you're up here. Before we get to that, real quick, did you see Shohei Ohtani's act last night?
Yeah, I saw. Two home runs yesterday.
And he struck out 10.
Yeah, it's...
So, how many times? Do you know how many times that's been done since the 60s?
Never.
Six. This is the sixth time. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Milt Pappas did it in 1961, Pedro Ramos in 63, Rick Wise in 71, Madison Bumgarner in 17, Zach Greinke in 19.
So they hit two bombs in the same game?
And 10 strikeouts.
Wow.
Zach Greinke did it for the Astros in 19.
Do you remember that?
First of all, he was with Arizona.
I was going to say, getting to 10 strikeouts for Greinke would have been hard. He didn't pitch enough
innings. He was with Arizona.
Dusty always pulled him out after like the fourth.
Yeah, right. Right. Dusty never let him pitch.
Like, get him out of there. Oh, no.
No,
actually,
Hinch.
AJ.
Hinch.
It was actually AJ.
It was AJ.
Well, it was actually AJ and Dusty.
Yeah. Yeah, Dusty did it the next year.
Yeah.
Right. Let's get Justin in here. Hey, Justin.
What's going on? I got a question for Lance. I mean, I know that we're clarifying the 60s and 50s as plumbers. I would assume your son would also label Joel as somewhat of a plumber in basketball sense. And from what I hear, he's a pretty good ball player. So do you think your son could beat Joel in a game of one-on-one?
No, absolutely not.
Joel Blank?
Joel Blank would beat my son.
Joel Blank would destroy him.
Joel Blank would use his size, his physicality.
I mean, it wouldn't even be a game.
We can set it up.
Joel Blank.
I got all my money on Joel.
Yeah.
Mason can shoot now. You don't want to back off of him.
If he can't beat, how old is Joel? 40-something?
He can't beat.
40-something-year-old radio host.
He can't.
How is
Alec.
He going to beat an NBA player?
From the 50s.
I don't care if it's from the 20s. He wouldn't beat him.
Don't you know? Any athletes from the 50s don't count. They were no good. 60s, too. Apparently, the cutoff line is 65 when real basketball started. Anybody, according to my son Mason, the 50s, and they honestly, I cannot stress this enough, that was not for fun. I've been on him for 3 weeks make this phone call. He goes, I'm not going to. John will just come after. I said, yeah, because it's ridiculous. He goes, but it's true. They can't handle my dribbles. They've never seen that in the past. He goes, I can get shots off whenever I want. And I said, oh, my God. I said, you've got... I said, Mason, what he doesn't understand is that they're also red asses from the 50s. Do you understand that the greatest generation's a bunch of red ass people? They're tough.
Dude,
they lived through.
They fought through the war.
They lived through wars, world wars. They lived through, like, they're physical. They grew up on farms. They grew up fighting in the streets, you know, trying to get respect from other Italian kids or whatever they are. Like, it's just a different. It's a different level. They would have been under your chin.
This is the dumbest. Can we stop this? Can we stop this already?
All right,
that's it. I'm not
these...
talking about him beating anybody.
How would you like?
I don't think he could beat me in a one-on-one. And I haven't played basketball, in 25 years.
He could beat you.
No, I'm not sure.
He could beat you.
No, I'm not sure.
He's gonna get his shots.
He's
6'2".
This is the most.
But
ridiculous
you're not
thing.
The one that we're talking about. No. We're talking about the disrespect of an NBA player, and then for his younger brother. To not even unironically say it.
Done. We're done with this conversation.
This is
done.
John, you have to understand, this is the generation that's coming up.
Yeah, I know.
Jordan has no hope for being considered the greatest player of all time in 20 years. Jordan will be out.
Yeah, because
he will be swept out.
Because it's almost in black and white. Jordan.
It wasn't
HD. Not 5K. No, it's not 5K.
It was not in 4K or 5K.
5K, no.
So he couldn't have been any good.
He couldn't have been good.
And they'll see Tom McMillan, and they'll see Paul Pressey. One time they look at Paul Pressey.
Bill
not
Wennington.
Paul Pressey. Who's the other? Not Paul Pressey. Yeah, they'll see Bill Wennington.
No, and who was
Paul McKeskey. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah.
That's
Well, who was the Australian center?
Luke Winnington?
No.
Yeah, Luke Winnington on his team.
That was Bill Winnington.
Uwe Blob?
No, Bill Winnington was on his team. And
not Bill Winnington, Luke Longley.
Luke Longley, yeah. Luke Longley.
Okay, I will admit, Paul McKeskey.
Oh, no, right.
Paul McKeskey.
And gray-haired Tom McMillan. Yeah.
I mean, look, but that doesn't diminish a guy's great. Jordan slaughtered Paul McKeskey, but I will tell you this. Seeing this, I mean, a perm, a mustache, no strength at all. Look, it was hit or miss at the center position back in the day. He'd bang on you, but I'm not saying that Paul. Look, there's some guys that don't look great on basketball cards. Let me just put it that way, from the 80s.
We talked about this yesterday. Apparently, Mark Stein is convinced, and I don't know, and there's a lot of smoke around the Rockets right now, a lot of smoke around the Rockets and what they're going to do in free agency. And the names, well, he named two of them. It's that Van Vliet and, what did he say, Brook Lopez? Or no, he said Dylan Brooks. Dylan
mm-hmm.
Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two of the main guys that the Rockets are going to go after. With Fred Van Vliet on this young team, now you just picked up a point guard. You got another one in KPJ. You add Fred Van Vliet. But I think Fred Van Vliet is going to get max dollars on a short-term contract.
You really think he is?
Yeah.
Why would he get max dollars?
Because he's a champion. This is the kind of guy that they want on the team.
But they're not. Do you know Fred Van Vliet shot 34% from three and averages for his career is like a 40% field goal percentage guy?
Yeah.
Fred Van Vliet is literally 7 assists a game. He was like 7 assists a game and 2.6 turnovers, shot 34% from three. Like, who are you fighting against for Fred Van Vliet?
Oh, well, a lot of teams want Fred Van Vliet. A lot of teams do.
For max?
Yeah. Well,
Fred Van Vliet is like $25 million. It's almost like you're just trying to spend your money if you give
him
that much.
You do have to spend your money. That's
not
one
if you
thing.
Go after three players. You don't.
Right. Well, I think there's a good possibility with $60 million that they will get away after three players. They will get three players. We'll see.
That's going to be extraordinarily hard. How much would a Brook Lopez go for?
A Brook Lopez will go for
20-something. Then how much is Dylan Brooks going for? $5 million?
No.
Well, that's over $60 million.
Well, they're all in. Well, I think they're going to hit their cap. They're going to hit the cap.
Well, then that would leave you with about $8 million for Dylan Brooks if you went after three guys.
No. It wouldn't.
40 plus 20 plus 8 is $68 million.
I don't know that he's Fred Van Vliet's not getting 40. He's not getting 40. Listen, you can't give Fred Van Vliet 40. That's not the max for Max for Fred Van Vliet. That max for Fred Van Vliet is going to be under 30. Go look at
his Toronto sort of said, which would top out. Oh, wait.
But I think Toronto can give him that.
Yeah, it's only in Toronto, yeah.
But the Rockets can't give him
because
that.
They would top out at 2 years at 80.
Yeah. No, that's why he's not going to be there. That's why he's on the free agent market. But I think he's going to do a short-term deal and try to get another deal. Somehow, some way, which I don't know is the smartest way to go about it, but that's what Fred Van Vliet is going to do. And Fred Van Vliet is more than likely, according to Mark Stein, Fred Van Vliet and Dylan Brooks are going to be Houston Rockets. I wouldn't mind adding a Brook Lopez as well. I think Brook Lopez would help immensely defensively.
Here's what it is.
All three of those guys defensively.
Oh, yeah. No
question.
All
three of those guys.
But here's what you need to know. The Raptors will need the first year of Van Vliet's contract to be less than $30 million in order to re-sign him and Jakob Poeltl, and that's not going to happen. So likely the Rockets just have to get over $30 million, and they will get Fred Van Vliet. So like a two-year deal at 32, maybe something like that. I guess it's still a lot for what Fred Van Vliet did. I like Fred Van Vliet fine. That's way overpaying to me, but. It's a 2-year deal instead of a long term deal, but Fred Van Vliet. Me and my buddy Rodney got into this argument yesterday. We're talking about it. Now, it's not an argument. I'm fine with Van Vliet, but the numbers are not awesome. I mean, he shoots for his career 40% from the field, and he shoots for his career 37% from three. That just tells you that he's not a good finisher.
Yeah,
he's not a guy with the mid range that's consistently successful. And he's not a very good finisher. We're talking about almost shooting less than 40% from the field. Very good free throw shooter. And his assist to turnover for his career is 5.3 to 1.7.
I think at his size in the NBA, it's probably hard to get a shot off inside. There's a lot of shots that he has to adjust at the rim,
yeah,
and that's probably a big part of it. But I think he's going to be a real great facilitator here. When you've got Jalen and you've got Jabari and you've got even Dylan Brooks, Alperen, when you got all of these guys that you're going to be able to get the ball to in great spots, I think Fred VanVleet is a...
Is he oft injured, RJ? Is Fred VanVleet a guy with injury issues, or they sit him? Because you know Fred VanVleet has never played in more than 69... Well, I take it back. His second year in the league, he played 76 games. But then you have 64, 54, 52 COVID year, 65, and last year was 69. So he's never, other than his second year, he's never hit the 70-game mark.
His size probably. I don't know. I can't answer that. I'd like to know the Mount Rushmore of John and Lance's kids as athletes.
Well, John Tyler's one.
And oh, by the way, okay, have Mason play JT. JT plays basketball in leagues. You don't want to put him up against JT.
Can JT shoot? Or is he just a banger?
No.
Mason's a really good shooter. So is Alec is my best shooter.
No, JT could play.
Like, Alec is, my two sons can really shoot. Like, they can really shoot. I'm not going to lie about that. But defensively, they break down. They're not strong enough. They're not quick enough. Now, if JT wants to get in a three-point shootout against Mason, we can set that up. But one-on-one, JT is too big and strong.
I don't think he wants to do that either. JT could shoot from outside.
We're gonna
set that up.
But Alec gets to be in it too.
All right, that's fine.
All right, Rocket. Let's see if the Rockets will let us have it there.
At their outdoor thing.
No, you don't want outdoor shots.
Yeah.
It's too hard. The rim's too tight.
We'll go 3 points. I'll put JT up against him. JT's a good 3-point shooter.
All right, Alec is my choice on 3-point over Mason. Mason can beat rattled.
And wait, the one that's gonna be. Unstoppable in the 1950s, you're not even putting him up?
No, because Mason is my best athlete. He actually is. He's naturally athletic. He just overestimates himself in everything.
You think?
Yeah, I do think. And I live with this on a regular basis.
I guess you
now
do.
Add conspiracy theorists with it and incredibly bad takes about bad people. Like, he wants the worst people on the Rockets. I said, Mason, maybe they can get... No. The Rockets need to trade for Zion. No. Mm-hmm. If they had Zion and Kyrie, like, what? No.
No.
No, no one's playing. We can't field a team. You've traded everyone away and no one can play.
One will stay home because it's his birthday. The other one won't be there because he's busy eating.
This is my favorite because Zion take. When he plays.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
I'm not doing when he plays ever again for football, basketball, or baseball player. We're not doing when he plays.
No. If you're going to say that.
We did that with Lance McCullers.
We did it with Lance McCullers. We did that with Will Fuller. We've done that.
Yao Ming, and when Yao and Tracy play together, which is never
right. All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here when Craig the Surf talks now,
Craig can cook now. I can tell you this: Craig the Surf will cook when it comes to the deals he's going to offer you. Go to LanceZCars.com. Go look at the vehicles they have in stock, and more importantly, here's what you need to know about Craig DeSurf and Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They try to put together the very best programs for you. When I say program, that means what kind of deals are they giving you? They have a brand new, I do want to tell you about this one, because they have a 2020 Stingray Corvette available right now with only 1,300 miles. That is something special that they wanted to make sure I got out to you. That one's going to go. So if you are somebody that loves Corvettes, and the Stingray is incredible looking. It's a 2020, and I remember how hard it was to get your hands on this. This has only 1,300 miles on it. They've got one right now if you're interested, and you can go to the website to check it out. They got 1% APR financing and no payments for 90 days for qualified buyers on all 2022, 2023 Blazer, Equinox, Trailblazer, and Chevy Traverse models. What I'm telling you is you get great service, great trade-in value, and awesome prices. And how about no monthly payments for 90 days on these great Chevy vehicles that they have in stock? Make sure that you find your vehicle and your Chevy online at LanceZCars.com. Chevy, find new roads.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Is it football season yet?
Every time I call the game, you call the business. And every time I call the business, you call the game. I want some team spirit.
Let's get back to John and Lance on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. More importantly, let's get back to the guy who does all the actual heavy lifting on this show, RJ. Hang in there, brother. Everybody listening knows who's the real hero here. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's RJ and these two guys.
He did. It's 922 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So this is... This is something I don't even know why I'm bringing it up, but and not that it would ever happen, but I'm basketball reading a headline right here.
Okay.
Houston Astros could be potential fit for Cardinals MVP first baseman Paul Goldschmidt. The Cardinals aren't doing anything. Actually, the Cardinals have been so terrible for them to win last night. They have lost. They're terrible at home. They've been playing the worst baseball, and the Astros go in there and just look awful.
Mm.
So, I mean, I guess, well, the Astros have lost 13 of their last 19.
What are you giving up for Goldschmidt?
That's a good question.
What do you have? Who's your big-time minor leaguer?
Well, I guess Corey Lee.
Hey, that ain't even a good starting point. You can't even beat Yiner Diaz.
Pedro Leon.
Nope.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that there's anything down there that you're going to
you get, can't. That's
that you
silly.
Can give up. Or maybe you've got to give
it would
up.
Start with Drew Gilbert.
Right, okay.
It would start with Drew Gilbert. It would have to include
Jake Myers.
An arm. It would have to include, I guess you're getting two outfielders. There's some replication here.
Yeah, I don't know. This is also the same site from Sports Illustrated Fan Nation. Could Mike Trout request a trade to the Houston Astros?
Yeah. Okay, never mind.
Never mind.
Well, no wonder you
said... I will say this, though. You know, and we're, you know, Houston Astros are a huge brand now. It's not like,
dude,
you know...
Goldschmidt is 30...
It ain't like Tom Brady saying, hey, I want to go to the Texans.
Goldschmidt is 35 years old. He's only making 14... He's only making $14.5 million
and
right now.
He's still not lost a step.
So, you're...
He's only got 1 year left on the deal.
Your first base position, yeah. Then wait until next year. Of course,
no,
you're going
you
to have
to need him now, and then Abreu goes to.
If he's only got 1 year left on his deal, like no, you wouldn't even give up Drew Gilbert for him. If he's got 1 year left, you're going to have to.
They switch off it.
It's a rental.
They switch off at DH. Goldschmidt in this lineup when no, Yordan comes
a rental,
back.
But if you can't pitch, what difference does it make?
No, right.
Right now you can't pitch.
You need more pitching now.
You have to believe that you can pitch, and I wouldn't go trade for a pitcher. I don't think unless Javier is injured, which hopefully will not be the case. Hopefully Javier pitches well today.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully Javier pitches well. If he doesn't, then we got a problem because that means something's probably.
But why is climbing Tal's Hill looking at his release this year versus last year and the law firm of Murphy and Miller watching him just
because
disintegrate? His spin rate's down. His velocity is down.
The law firm has all this information. They know.
No, I know they know. Then let's do something about it.
What is there to do?
What are they doing about Rafael Montero? You know, we gave them a lot of love last year for the way that they pitched. Uh-huh. So now get back to work because this pitching staff sucks right now.
Montero, if he misses spots, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. I mean, if you get credit for it. Now, if somebody has an injury issue, there's nothing you can do. But you need to isolate it and get it looked at. If that's the case, I'm only bringing that up because the velocity's been down for, and that's always a red flag when a pitcher's velocity is down.
Yeah.
Suddenly. So that's something to keep an eye on. Or if it's been the entire time. I just saw a commercial. I'm watching this commercial for these beds. They had them cranking the temperature down to 64. Don't you do that in your house?
Yeah.
Doesn't that cost in this economy?
Well, it's night. How you do that? It's cooler. During the day, it's not at that. During the day, it's in 70s.
Yeah.
But at night, I like to crank
it
down.
You get that cold?
Yeah, I like that.
Like 65?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No. Hey, that's how you sleep, brother. That's how you sleep. That's why you can't sleep anymore.
That's why you come in here, you're like, because you always have colds. I'm like, how's John have a cold in the summer?
I don't have a cold. It's allergies.
No.
I never have a cold.
No, you have pneumonia.
No, right. That's home. Fine. But I'd rather have pneumonia than be warm
at night. And
then
you call people cold weather idiots and you sleep in 65.
That's right.
And why don't you sleep at 86 degrees like you... Why don't you sleep in 92 and humid like you like so much, supposedly? Just go sleep outside in that, friendo.
No, we don't sleep in it. We play golf in it, and that's what we're going to do today. That's what we're going to do. Is Strami still with the Diamondbacks? Mm-hmm. Is it any wonder that they're in first place in their division? Is there any wonder they're beating the Dodgers, the Padres, the Giants? And I mean, is it any wonder with Strami there? Okay, and we gave the law firm plenty of love last year. It's time to get back to work. I don't know what you guys are doing, but let's go.
Yeah, Brent Strom is there.
Let's figure out what's going on with Javier. Let's figure out what's going on with Montero. Let's go do something, change something, because...
How good are they as a unit pitching?
Who, the Astros?
No, the Diamondbacks.
The Diamondbacks? Or
Strom.
Runs against 377. They're only plus 40 on their differential, and they're 16 games over 500. They win close games.
It's been all right. I mean, Zach Gallen's 10-2 with a 302, which is good.
The Astros have 314 runs.
Merrill
against.
Kelly's 9-4 at the 322, but good. I mean, good. His WHIP is 114. Gallen's is 109. Batting average against 233, 210. I mean, I don't know. They're doing fine. I still like what the Astros have. I still like what the Astros have pitching wise. I just think that bullpens are a fickle group. One year they can look great, and the next year they can struggle. Bullpen pitchers are made up of former starters who didn't make it as starters, and they typically are not. This is why you struggle giving long term contracts to relievers, because they're going to be more fickle. It's more of a mental game a lot of times. And you don't have as many innings to work your way out of an issue. If you have an issue, and Framber Valdez has been getting in trouble with one inning, right? And sometimes there's been issues with fielding as well. But think about this, John. If Framber gets himself in trouble in one inning and ends up giving up a run, let's say he loads the bases, gives up a run, but gets out of it with a double play. Well, you're on to the next inning, and he may cruise for the next two innings. As a reliever, you just sucked. You just gave up. You gave up a run, and you left. You had four runners on base. Your WHIP just shot up. Like, you can't do that as a relief pitcher. You have to have a lot of clean sheets just so you can fade that one bad inning. So,
this will tell you something. The Astros are still first in the league in ERA with a 3.58. Tampa's got a 3.64, but the Astros are ninth in WHIP. They get a lot of runners. They get in some trouble.
Yeah.
As opposed to...
That sounds right, because they throw curveballs on 3-2 count because they don't give in.
They don't give in.
It's by design that they're ninth in WHIP because they're willing to walk more because they don't want to give hitters a hitter's pitch.
Yeah. So still number one in ERA, which is kind of a big deal, but they're only five games over 500 and six games out of first place, and they got Christian Javier on the mound today after losing with Framber yesterday. But of course, Framber was coming off of a win. When Framber comes off of a loss, Framber is excellent. When he comes, he came off of a win in L.A. and was not excellent yesterday. That's for sure. Christian Javier has to step up and be a stopper here. He has got to take care of business. You got to take care of business. If Framber and Javier are average, this Astros team is not making the playoffs. They have to be spectacular.
No, you're right. No, they have to be spectacular.
They have to be spectacular.
And frankly, so does at least three of Altuve, Bregman, Yordan, Tucker, and Pena. Probably three of those five have to be really, really good, have strong years. But I hesitate to even bring this up, but it is something that they've talked about. I don't know if you saw this or not. This has been a topic on some radio shows, and this kind of gets to the whole 50s basketball and all that. Dennis Rodman made a comment that Larry Bird would have to play in Europe if he played today.
Oh, my gosh. Larry Bird was a great shooter. Why are people doing this?
Larry Bird could get his shots off whenever he wanted to. Did you not watch Dirk? Did you not watch Jokic?
Jokic You're watching Luka. Are you watching guys who – Larry Bird is one of the all-time great players, and Dennis Rodman is saying – Dennis Rodman is Mason. Mason is Dennis Rodman, mm-hmm. Okay?
Without the dress, tattoos, nose ring, and love affair with a North Korean dictator. But, yes, it's the same kind of stupid thing.
Are you sure he doesn't love –
But remember, that was Isaiah Thomas. He was on the same team where Isaiah Thomas said that about Larry Bird.
Yeah.
He'd be just another guy if he was black. Remember that when he said that? And it was a huge outrage at the time. But you got to remember back in the 80s, people called him out. It was a Sports Illustrated article like that's disrespectful to other basketball people. Now you can make a comment like that and it would be literally.
Oh, well.
Yep. It'd be, just about a player.
You
already had Kendrick Perkins making a different argument about players like Dirk and Steve Nash. But, yeah, it was Bird could play in this era because he would be a three-point shooter, and there's a bigger emphasis on three-point shooters. He was also very sound from a rebounding standpoint, grabbed a lot of rebounds. But where Larry would have some trouble is, and where the Rockets are going to have some trouble, and I want to get into this, too, on the next break, Larry would have some trouble defensively because they isolate a lot more and make you play man a lot more.
He was so far ahead. Dude, Larry Bird, do you know how many steals and tip balls?
But lateral, he also gave up 50 to Dominique Wilkins in their head-to-head, and he scored 50 on Dominique, another guy who didn't defend. Larry would have some issues at 6'10 playing the three. He'd have to play four. And he'd have to come out and play high screen and rolls.
Bird would dominate in any era he played.
I think Larry Bird would be a great offensive player. I think he would do great things. I just think defensively, they didn't play as many high screen and rolls to try to isolate you with switch offs. Like they play differently. Everything is based on analytics to isolate your highest probability percentage, right?
Right. They're so much smarter today than they were. It's just amazing to me. Anyway.
No, they are smarter.
These conversations are so
stupid. But basketball team.
Jim Brown could play in any era. Michael Jordan could play in any era. Larry Bird could play in any era.
But basketball. But the way they play basketball now is more fine-tuned. The fact that Larry Bird didn't shoot more threes because they were too stupid to understand the math of made three-point percentages versus made twos.
Yeah.
They didn't have offenses completely geared to spacing and shooting threes. But Larry could play in this era because it would be – it's just the dumbest thing for Rodman to say.
All right, we got a break. 934 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got a break. It's time to talk about your enlarged prostate. That's what we got to talk about right now because Doc Manavese is here. She is ready for you. What are the signs? I can't go. I can't start. I can't stop. I got to go to the bathroom multiple times in the middle of the night. I feel like – I can't empty my bladder. There are all kinds of signs for you that you might have an enlarged prostate. Just go and see. She's going to do an MRI. She is going to do an X-ray. She's going to take a look and see whether or not you have an enlarged prostate. Then you have to find out whether or not if you have cancer, that's a different deal. If it's benign, you are going to get the best way to get rid of this enlarged prostate to help your urinary tract, to help with your kidneys, to help with your bladder, all of these things, and with your ED, because 100% of men that have ED caused by an enlarged prostate, Doc Manavese is curing that ED. So if you're looking for a great way to get out of this enlarged prostate deal, all you got to do right now is go to 975prostate.com. That's 975prostate.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Time to wake up.
Hey, you. You're finally awake. You were trying to cross the border, right?
Preambulatory NFL person, the godmother of quality footwear. You found the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Quick segment, then we got news of the weird coming your way, and there is some weird stuff
coming your way. Two quick things. I don't remember this, but she's probably right. Mina Kimes says it was just a few years ago that there was a healthy debate over, and she's on a debate show. So whether or not Ohtani should even attempt to be pitcher and hitter, or if he should just concentrate on one or the other, Now, he had two homers and 10 strikeouts as a pitcher yesterday, which is incredibly the sixth time that's happened in Major League history, once by Zach Greinke. That's an incredible stat to me.
Yeah.
That Ohtani's in there with Rick Wise and Zach Greinke.
They said it was Madison the sixth Bumgarner? Time I went, what? Who? What pitcher is hitting two homers in a game? And Zach Greinke and Madison Bumgarner. Yeah.
Rick Wise. Those are all guys who could hit.
Yeah, Mel Pappas. Yeah, they could hit. They could hit.
I mean, right now, is he the greatest? I mean, is he going to go down as the greatest baseball player to ever live just because
he pitches? He's got to do it for a while longer. But
I mean, just because you're able to combine the two. It's almost unfair, but because he combines the two, Shohei Ohtani may go down as the greatest baseball player in history.
I mean,
he'll be the most
Ruth.
Accomplished. He's just him and Babe Ruth. That's it.
He's Babe Ruth right now.
In terms of say that.
It's not even, I mean, Aaron Judge had to get those juiced baseballs last year. Otherwise, Ohtani's got another MVP. I mean, if he doesn't win MVP, if he doesn't play another game, he should win MVP this year. He's leading the league in home runs. He's one of the best pitchers. I mean, he is unbelievable how good this dude is. But I'm sure Mason can homer off him.
No. Mason could not homer off of Ohtani. He could homer off of somebody from the 50s.
Montero? Oh.
Well, I give him a shot against Montero, but somebody from the 50s. That's when sports was terrible because nobody was a good athlete. No one was skilled in the 50s. If you ask him, could you beat Walter Johnson? Do you think you could get a home run off of Walter Johnson? As soon as he saw the glove and the windup,
Sandy
Koufax? Would say, absolutely.
He could.
Don't make that mistake, Mason.
No. Sandy Koufax? Yeah, probably.
Could you hit a home run off a guy with three fingers?
Three fingers,
he would
bro.
Say, yes. And I'd say, I've got someone for you to face. Yeah. Mordecai, and his name was Mordecai. He'd say, absolutely, and Snacks would be in the background. He for sure could. So this is a good debate I had, a good discussion I had with a friend of mine about basketball. Let's say the Rockets, who are rumored to be going after Brook Lopez, end up signing Brook Lopez.
Okay.
And let's say the Rockets become a playoff team within the next 2 years. How are you going to play Lopez, who will struggle off the high screen and roll to defend? Şengün, who is a bad defender right now. Are you going to be able to play those big guys off the floor? You know, that's the phrase, playing somebody off the floor, right? You play them out of the mix because they can't defend. They're taken advantage of. You almost can't play a double big lineup of Şengün and Brook Lopez. So where are the minutes going to come from? Who gets what's minutes in a regular season? And then if you get to a postseason, what does that look like?
Oh, no, I think there's a world where the two of them are on the floor. I mean, maybe quite a bit, if you want to know the truth.
But against certain teams, how are they going to do it if the team goes small?
Well, if a team does go small, obviously you've got to counter. If you're getting destroyed with their quickness, then you've got to take them. Obviously, you've got to take them off.
One of those guys is not going to play.
But I'm going to tell you this. You go try, as athletic as the Rockets are, try to go small against them this year. As athletic as Jalen and Amen are going to be.
Well, no, that's all great. Well, we'll see how much Amen plays if Fred VanVleet is there getting max dollars.
I think Amon's going to be on the floor,
KPJ?
Too. Yep. I think they're all going to be on the floor, actually. There's plenty of basketballs.
Where's the minutes?
There's plenty of
KPJ,
minutes.
Okay.
Listen, they're going to be 10 deep.
Kenya Martin Jr., KPJ, Jalen Green, Fred VanVleet, Amen Thompson. How are you? There's five guys for two positions.
I'm not sure of Kenya Martin Jr. I'm not sure.
Kenya Martin Jr. played great last year.
He did.
You said the same thing, too. This guy should be starting.
He was a starter. No, he was a starter on a bad team.
So was Kevin Porter Jr. Yeah. Who played better and more consistently?
I think we underestimated Kenyon Martin Jr. He did. Mm-hmm. He did. But now, I don't know. I don't know that there's a world for
him. Okay, you play fantasy football.
Jayshon Tate. Let's not forget about Jayshon Tate. He's coming back and he's gonna command some.
Well, because he actually fits the Udoka mold. He has high basketball IQ. He has some limitations now. He's not a great shooter. But let me ask you this. So you've got Kenyon's a scorer
more than a shooter.
I'm telling you this. I'm not playing Tari. I'm not playing Jay. And I love Jayshon Tate. I'm not playing him over Tari Eason.
No, there's another guy. Absolutely right.
So here's my thing.
So why I don't think there's minutes for Kenyon Martin Jr.
Exactly. You play fantasy football.
Yep.
Would you rather, let's say you have six receivers on your fantasy league, and this is the worst feeling in the world. I would much rather have two for sure starters, two pretty good players, and two not very good players than six players all at the same level.
Yeah, right.
And you got to pick who do I play and when do I play him.
Right.
Because you end up starting the wrong guys a lot.
Well, we'll
I'd rather have easy decisions. There's too many. You're right. KJ Martin or, I mean, unless they trade KPJ, Kenya Martin Jr., Tari Eason, Josh Christopher. My gosh.
No, Josh Christopher's not.
He's got to be out. Look at all the names, though.
Yeah.
To me, I would rather get rid of a couple of
those
guys.
No, no, no. With the addition, especially if you got three guys coming in.
Who are the dudes?
Three veterans coming in. You got the two new guys that are coming in.
See, I don't think Amen Thompson's going to play much.
That'll be interesting.
He's only played G League.
Yeah, Ignite, that'll be interesting.
Or no, he played overtime.
I think Cam Whitmore's probably more ready than he is.
Yeah, he played a year of college. Yeah.
Yep. Probably more ready. But we'll find out who can play. Hey, listen, Jalen Green's got to play. Jalen Green's got to play better this year.
Yeah.
Jalen Green did not take a step last year. Jalen Green is going to under Ime Udoka don't care about where you drafted. I wasn't here. And you know what, Jalen Green? That draft stuff is great, but play. And if you're not any better, then come sit next to me right here. Come sit over here. And I could certainly see that where Jalen Green's minutes could diminish if he doesn't play much better than he did last year. He's got to become a dynamic scorer. And he wasn't. He was not that. He showed flashes and had games, but he's got to do it on a more consistent basis.
Mm-hmm.
He absolutely does. Especially if you got guys that are coming in that can actually I think Alpe's going to take another step this year. Alpe took a step last year. He took a nice step last year.
I feel like he did, but I don't know.
No, well, defensively, he's got to take another step.
Yeah, I feel like he took a good step, though.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Jalen's lack of defense is gonna hurt him under Ime Udoka.
Well, then Shingun's lack of defense is going to hurt him, too.
Absolutely, but okay, then if you're going to play like that, Jalen, you better be a better scorer than you were last year. You better take over games. Take over games.
You got to be more efficient. Look, the Rockets were in games in the fourth quarter and fell apart in the fourth quarter. It cost them, frankly, the over in wins total, which is what all anyone could talk about. They're like, this team should have won at least 27 games and gone over the Vegas total. And people were outraged over it.
9:47.
Look
at this.
People
now
I know.
Now we got a less news of the weird because you're talking. Because you continue to talk right now when you shouldn't be talking, when you should be listening to this commercial right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, with more nougat.
You and Lance didn't f*** for a year.
That's just because he dabbed all the time.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention, yeah, Gilbert.
Almighty Dollar just asked if you were able to save your house after Gilbert threw you under the bus with his
Yeah, Gilbert. Gilbert represented me against the Harris County.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, and won. We won. So,
nice.
Yeah, if you guys
another
need...
Another W.
If you guys need tax help, property tax help, I did it yesterday with Harris County. Oh, you know what the guy's name was?
What?
Brad Kellner.
BK's doing that too?
Yeah, no. This was a different one. And I said, hey, do you know the Brad Kellner? He was like, no.
So next time you guys hear Gilbert call in, don't forget our number, 713-780-3776. And we'll see if he can help you with if you need tax.
Yes.
If you need property tax help.
Gilbert is he's excellent. Yeah, couldn't have been happier with him. And, it paid off. Having Gilbert as my tax. Fighting my taxes was the best move I've made. Seriously, I won and destroyed Harris County. Now, sorry, education. Sorry, everybody here, but I'm paying less in taxes this year because of Gilbert. So thank you, Gilbert. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Which do you think is dirtier? Toilet seat or unwashed pillowcase?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're going to tell me unwashed pillowcase.
Dirtier.
Yeah.
Unwashed. My sister-in-law changes her pillowcase washes her pillowcases every single day. Every day.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's why she's healthy and you, not so much.
So much. Think about it. Your hair, your face.
The
mouth.
Yeah.
For me, dogs.
Your dogs lay on your pillowcases?
They lay on the bed.
After they're outside and they got the stuff on them and
the
licking and stuff,
What's the stuff?
Well, I don't know. They poop. Do they wipe afterwards?
No, they get a clean squeeze. And they do this dog move.
No. Oh yeah, they on the ground the with their drag? Butts. Yeah.
No, they don't do that. As soon as my wife sees that, she goes, "Check for worms." No. I'm like, oh my god!
Do you check for worms?
You got to get up there and get
in
there.
Oh, yeah. And then they sit on your pillowcases.
That's why you had a.
And then they sit on your pillowcases.
They don't sit on my pillowcase.
Yeah, they do.
You think my wife doesn't take pillows off the bed or do stuff like that?
What?
You know, where you take pillows off and then you have the special pillows or whatever. Do you? By the way, that's why you're a cat guy.
Hmm. No, I'm not a cat guy either. We have no pets because they're gross. So a UK man went to Jamaica with his family. Family vacation in Jamaica. He didn't come back, though. He died trying to drink all 21 cocktails on the menu at the bar they were at in Jamaica.
What
53 years old. He only got to 12. To 12 of them. Went back to his hotel room. Dead. Do you think you'd like to try...
152?
He's not that big. Here he is laying down after drinking.
Is there any chance he burned to death in the sun? That he passed out and got burned to death?
I don't think he's a good representative of us, though.
No, okay? Where's he from?
He's from England.
Oh.
They can't drink. Oh, wait. Yeah, they can.
That is an embarrassment to them.
Yeah. No. He had alcohol poisoning. Dead. So do you think that you could, how many do you think you could do? How many do you think you could drink off the menu without dying?
14.
You think you get to 14? He died after 12.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
You get to 14.
Okay. Next time you go on vacation, let's go. I want
to see. If I eat, depends on what I eat. If I'm smart with how I eat, you know what? I'm just going to eat a bunch of bread because probably it will soak up the alcohol you.
Not really.
I love that. Bread is spongy, it soaks up the alcohol. So the alcohol doesn't get in the blood level? It doesn't get in the blood? There's no blood alcohol content?
No.
It's not in the bloodstream. No, because the bread or if you get chips at a Mexican restaurant, that soaks up. So chips and salsa.
Soak it up.
Soak it up. Oh, I got you.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Not gonna get. Don't worry, you won't get drunk.
No,
that
I can
way.
Slow it down, right. But it's gonna get in your bloodstream.
All right, we're done. 9:57 here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Paul Gallant is next right here. Hope you enjoyed the show. We will talk to you again tomorrow, buddy.
What do you have to say to everyone who still considers the Astros cheaters?
Your mama.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
You're listening to 97.5, 92.5 ESPN. I'm Dancing Dave. Stick a fork in me because we're done. Dancing Diana will be in the back half of this sound set, and she'll be taking it off like a prom dress, but not before 20 minutes of nonstop power hits. ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Oh, that's so good.